thank you for joining me once again. Today I'm going to be using this small canvas here and giving you a kind of beginner's tutorial again on a silhouette, but it's going to be a wee bit different this time. We're going to have a bird on a branch over here once again, but we're going to practice doing a sun here, you know, and really lighting up the sky. We're going to have a really nice orange sky. So we're going to learn quite a lot of new stuff today when we're doing that. I'll give you a lot of practice. So I hope that you'll consider painting along with me or maybe giving this one a try. Okay, I'm going to take some orange. Orange is going to be the predominant colour here. So I'm going to take quite a large bit of orange here for this. You might need more than that if you're doing a big canvas. I'm just using a very, very small one here today. Probably the second biggest colour is going to be the yellow, so I'm going to use a light yellow for this. I'm just going to use a lemon yellow for this one. Now if you don't have these colours, all you need to do, you know, if you don't have a light yellow or anything like that, just use a wee bit of white to make it lighter, or just use the yellow that you've got. It's just for practice. It doesn't really matter too much about colour for this one. We're going to be using a bit of white as well. Now I'll put a wee bit of white there, and I'm also going to put another bit of white here. Always like to have a fresh bit of white to use, you know, because white can lose its whiteness very rapidly. So it's good to have a wee fresh bit of white just to go back to if it kind of gets mixed up with other colours. And a wee touch of black as well, not too much black, just a wee touch of black. Okay. Forgive me, I'm just going to have a sip of my tea here. A bit of sore throat today. This is all the colours we're going to be using in this one today. Now, I don't know if you've got all the equipment at home. Sometimes I would use a gesso for doing this kind of sky, but I'm not going to be using it today, just in case you don't have it, because we're still kind of at the beginner's kind of stage. And don't know if you've got a sponge either, although I'm sure you can get your hand on a sponge, so maybe we will use the sponge today at some point. I'll leave it here just now anyway. I'm going to take this kind of sizey brush just now. And I'm just going to zoom in just a wee bit here for you. That's better, just so you can see what I've got here. The first thing I'm going to do is just wet my background ever so slightly. I'm not going to put too much water on this, but I'm going to try to cover cover the whole canvas in water, but it's just going to be a very light kind of touchy water. I'm not going to drown it in water, this one. These boards really need used up. They're actually a wee bit kind of damp. They've been lying at the back in a cupboard in my house, so I've been wanting a way to use these up for a long time, so this is a good way of doing it, just to do these little quick demonstrations. So not too much water, that should kind of do it. Just kind of skimming it really, but making sure I've got all the corners done and every part of it is kind of covered in water. Now the first thing I'm going to do is start to put in my orange, okay? So I'm going to start dabbing orange in along here. It's going to get darker as it comes out, it's going to get lighter as it goes in. So I'm just going to put in some orange here. Just any old way, just getting some colour on the canvas. Now it's going to get lighter, as I said, as it comes in here, and it's kind of going to go around in a circle because we've kind of got a sun here. So I'm just going to be pulling it in like this and adding water to it. And as I add more water, is the colour's going to get less and less and less, you see, as I come in here. So it's just going to automatically shade that in for us. And I think we might even bring the orange round here just to see what happens here. Maybe bring it even maybe right round there a wee bit. I'm going to leave this part here white because I definitely want that to be white here. Now next of all, I'm going to take a wee touch of black, and I must stress, just a very small touch of black here. And I'm just going to put in some black here at this corner here. And I'm going to be moving my brush like this to get a kind of, you know, slant on it. And just pulling it in like that. A wee bit more black. Starting at the end here. and just kind of coming in like this, just with wee kind of bends and turns and stuff. And I'll go back out the way as well. Something like that. Just so it's getting dark as it goes out. Maybe a wee bit more black in there. Maybe just another wee bit. Maybe starting a wee bit closer here. And again, just with the same kind of brush kind of thing here. Like this. And as it mixes in with the orange, the black will get less and less. And I'm just going to clean my brush. And I'm going to give it a little wipe on my towel here. And I'm just going to go out the other way now. Just to get that colour kind of blended in a wee bit better. Okay, something a bit like that. Now the next thing I want to do is get my yellow in, okay? Now this bit here is kind of drying a wee bit, so I'm going to put a wee bit more water on this bit here first. Maybe a wee bit out here as well. Just be careful not to mess up the layers that you've managed to create there. And then I'm just going to start putting in some pure yellow. I'm going to be starting from about maybe here. And I'm going to bring it all the way around here. Like this. And just kind of coming out like this bit. And let it soak into that orange. So I'm going round in a circle here. Whoops. Going round in a circle here just like this. Okay, I'm going to dry my brush a wee bit more. Get more of that yellow again. Now this is quite difficult to do. I mean, if you're following along with this and you're doing this for the first time, you know, I realise it is difficult, and it really is just a case of practice makes perfect when it comes to this kind of thing. So keep practicing this, and you will get it eventually. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at this. It's quite difficult to blend colours the way that we're doing them just now. I'll just keep on drying that brush. I maybe have made it a wee bit too watery over here just now. So I'm just drying it every once in a while here. Going to bring it some more yellow this bit. And you might even need some more orange in there. I know that I'm going to add in more orange in my one here. Because I've kind of got a wee kind of white kind of thing going on here. It's been a wee bit kind of light kind of orange here, so I'm going to start putting in some orange in here as well. And I'm going to use that to go back this direction first. And then I'm going to completely dry my brush. And then, in fact, I'm going to wet it first to get that black off. Then I'm going to dry my brush. And then I'm going to start coming in this direction with the orange. And just, again, following the kind of lines that we're making, you know, just for the sun coming in here. And it's kind of, the paint's kind of breaking here, that means that there's not enough water, so I'm just going to take a wee touch of water here, and just start to blend this bit here where the yellow and the orange meets. Just like this. And there we go. And then I'm going to take my white, dry my brush, take some pure white, and I'm going to put it in this area here where our sun is. Now we obviously want the sun to be as close to a circle as we can get, okay? So start from the middle, and then just kind of work your way out into that white there. If you end up with a wee bit of yellow mixed in with your white, don't worry, we can keep going over the white all the time and make it really nice and white. So it's just a case of getting that white here in a nice kind of circle for a sun. Wee touch of water as we meet the yellow here, as the white meets the yellow, and let it mix in with that yellow as well. So that the white's just disappearing into the yellow and vice versa. And then I'm just going to take some pure white again. Get it right in the centre. And just keep the centre of that sun really, really white. Now I've made a wee mark here with my fingers bean, so I'm just going to put a wee bit of black here, because I had to hold that there as I was doing that to stop the canvas from moving, so I'm just going to add another wee touch of black there just to kind of cover that up. And that's our sky done. All we've got to do now is add in the branches and the little bird, and we'll have a really nice painting here, really nice effective painting. So I'm going to let this dry for 5 minutes and finish my tea, and then we'll draw in the bird. Okay everyone, my painting has completely dried, so I'm going to take a small detailed brush here, something like this. I'm going to dip it in water and I'm going to start mixing in with my black. I need this quite watery, this black here. Maybe did a wee touch more black than that. I don't know how much paint I'm going to use here, but I'll probably use a wee bit more than that. So just a wee bit more black. Now you can draw the branch out if you want. You can draw the bird out if you want. It's completely up to you. I might draw the bird out. Not quite sure yet myself. But I'll make this nice and watery to begin with. And I'm just going to do my branches straight off the brush here, without taking time to draw them in, because branches can be, you know, any old way. You can do anything you want for a branch. You don't have to do yours exactly the same as mine. I'm just going to start here with a pure black. As long as your kind of ends are smooth, that's all you're really concerned about when you're doing branches. But you can make it kind of, you know, like I'm doing here, just kind of crisscrossing strokes and all the kinds of stuff. Branches can be any old way, so. Maybe have the branch coming all the way out, right over to the sun here. Maybe make it get smaller as it comes out. Thinner, sorry, you know, just as it kind of tallies off here. Maybe make it come all the way up here, something like that. Just gone over wee bits that kind of were a wee bit watery here. I'm going to make a wee bit thicker at the start, so it gets progressively thinner, the branch as it comes out. And then I'm just going to put in another wee bit, you know, just you get all kinds of wee bits sticking in branches, don't you? So just pulling out a few wee bits here and there where I think they should maybe go. Just wee bits here and there. Now you can add in all different kinds of bits. You can bring bits round and twist and turn bits. It's totally up to you the way you want to do it. Just make sure it's watery enough so you don't get that kind of breaking off look, because that'll ruin it. You know, try and make your paint nice and watery. A lot of it's about, you know, just getting the right consistency for things, for painting, you know, so you don't, so that it comes out the way that you want it to. An awful lot of painting is just about that. I think that'll do. That's pretty. Seems to be enough. Now we need to decide if we're going to draw on our bird. I do advise that you do draw on the bird, because if you do make a mistake at this point, then it's all been for nothing really. So try and make sure that you're happy with the shape of your bird as you're doing this. And here you can decide where you want it to sit, you know. And I can have it here or here. I think I'll put it here actually. I think I'll put my bird here, just sitting on this thin branch here. So we'll just think about where we want. I think I'll put the feet here. Put the wee legs here just now. Now you can copy a bird picture here. You can trace a bird. I mean, you can even use carbon paper, you know. Obviously, you'd have to find a bird that's the same size as the canvas that you're working on, but you can do this any way that you like if you're not confident in drawing things and stuff like that. I always start really small when I'm drawing stuff, when I'm drawing birds and all this kind of thing, or anything that I'm drawing. I always start really small so I can get it right. See, I've made this really small deliberately. I want my bird to be much bigger than this. But I'm just at the point where I'm deciding where things are going to go. And I think now I'm going to make this bird a bit bigger. I'm going to put the beak here. Tail feather here. Okay, they made him a wee fat looking bird, but never mind. That should do. That's kind of the size that I'm wanting, so I'm quite happy with that. You can take as long as you like with that bit, because I mean that is going to be the final result once it's on your canvas. So take your time with it, and you know, and get it the way that you want it to look. That's going to do me for this one. It's just a demonstration. And you know, normally when I'm drawing, I'm kind of like right over the canvas and really taking my time with it, but. For demonstrating it like this, I'm going to end up covering up the camera, so it's just easier for me just to do a very, very simple, quick one. But yeah, normally I would take my time and get that, you know, exactly the way that I wanted it. And this is the easy part, of course, just filling in what we've already done. Just following our lines. There's his feet. Actually, I've kind of made his feet a wee bit kind of, this is the way I'm sitting here, so I've kind of made his feet a wee bit diagonal. I need to straighten them up a wee bit. Got a big beak, this bird. Don't know what kind of bird it is, but. Just zoom in a wee bit for you here, so you can see what's going on. There we go. Maybe just bring it a wee bit more here. And you know, you can start to add in like wee. Gotta be careful here though. I'm gonna take a very, very small lick of paint here. And really make my brush, you know, really, sorry, I'll let you see what I'm doing. Just really making my brush, you know, really, so I can do really thin lines. You can always test it on something, just to see if it's capable of doing a really thin line. You know, just draw wee bits in and stuff and just see, or, you know, try it on a piece of paper first, just to make sure you're happy with the effect that the brush is going to give you. And all I'm doing here is just putting in wee indications of feathers and stuff. Just got to drag it a few ways. little feathery bits here and there. A bit of that tail feather coming down here a wee bit more. Cover up my lines here that I've made when I was drawing. And that's it, I'm quite happy with that. Then it's just a case of signing it. And for that I need some watery paint again, just kind of like a kind of ink consistency that you want for that. Really nice and inky, maybe a wee bit wetter than that. Nice kind of ink consistency. And then it's just a case of signing your name. Now, as I said in the last one, you know, practice just drawing, signing your name, you know, the way that you want to have it. Because if you're going to start painting, you know, and you want to be known as an artist or anything like that, then you're going to have to, you know, sign your painting, you know, the same as, you know, the same way all the time. So try and come up with someone, a kind of style that you like, you know, someone quite original and stuff, and just so you can sign it your special little way every time that you do a painting. And there we go, we'll just have a wee look at that. Have a wee zoom in on that and have a good look and see what we've got. Nice bright silhouette painting of a bird here. I'm quite happy with that, you know, I would hang that on the wall. So I hope you enjoyed this one, and if you did, I hope you'll tune in the next time for the next episode. Thanks for watching, everyone, and happy painting.